This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This is the secret story of a young Russian oligarch who hacked his way to a $93 million fortune. I'm CNBC senior Washington correspondent Eamon Javers. In our new podcast, The Crimes of Putin's Traitor, I'll take you inside a shocking Russian crime targeting the American financial system. Attacks that sources tell me were welcomed by Vladimir Putin's government. Listen to CNBC's The Crimes of Putin's Traitor free on the Odyssey app.
My dad's not here right now. He's still at work. So I'm going to blast him.
Mike Shope and the Bulldog.
I'm going to see if there's a clean version so then my parents and the people at my school will not get mad at me. We've got the spritzer filled with water just in case if stuff gets too fire. I'm going to set up the speaker and I'm going to listen to
Mike Shope and the Bulldog.
I think this is the best
Mike Shope
feature that I've heard in a long time. I think his flow is really good on it, and I like his aggressiveness on it. And
the Bulldog
put not enough effort in it. I think overall his flow was good, but I don't like that mumble rapping. That was my review of
Mike Shope and the Bulldog.
Didn't need a spritzer. Wasn't fire enough. No spritzer for you. No spritzer.
Hi there. Happy Football Friday. Beautiful weather today and this weekend. That's what's expected. What's better? Come on. It's Jeremy's thing, but what's better than mid-October when it's like high 60s?
Oh, when it's like this, sunny? It's...
What's better?
You know, I think the phrasing is it's elite, and I agree. It does make up for the days when it's 42 and raining sideways.
I am already looking forward to the 30 to 40 Tennessee Titans players who will get off the plane tomorrow. Like, I want to play here, and then the Bills later on to shun them because they're bad at football. But we'll never know about it. Football Friday brought to you by Salino Law. Car crash? Call Salino. And by Crosby's Pizza and Subs. Start your game day the Crosby's way. I had this written up because it's so interesting. Last week, every day, I don't think I ever said it. Do you know who leads the season, not the season, the all-time series between the Bills and the Jets? Like, which team has the lead head-to-head all-time?
I'm pretty sure it's the Bills.
Yes, by like 11 games.
Yeah, I think they said it on Monday Night Football.
Did they?
They may have, yeah. I would have guessed that, I think, anyway, but I think that was, yeah.
Why do you think it's like sort of intuitive that the Bills have the all-time lead against the Jets? Is it the 90s? Is it recent? Because recent, the narrative is more that the Bills struggle against them.
Yeah,
they've lost a couple.
Yeah, they still have won more than they've lost to them since Allen's been this guy. But it's just...
They haven't lost to him here.
Some of them are harder than, you know, and then there have been, you know, the turnover game from last year's opener.
Allen lost to him here the one time with Darnold, like a late drive.
Yeah,
that was a good game.
Yeah,
that game. 19?
Yeah, yeah.
18?
I don't remember the year, but yes, I remember that 18. Happening. I think it's because the Jets... the 90s weigh heavily there for me, but even... The Jets just almost were never good.
Oh, my.
But have they ever... They're never good. When I was a little kid, I don't remember them ever really being good. I mean, I know they played in the playoffs in 80 or 81, whatever year that was.
81.
And, you know... I
98.
I wasn't exactly a little kid there, but still.
No, you literally watched on TV Super Bowl IX.
Yeah, right. So, you know, I'm 15 or 16 years old when they're in the playoffs against one another. But the Bills, what the Jets don't have in my lifetime is an era like the Bills had in the 90s.
Right.
They just do not have a stretch of 12 years where they're in the playoffs 10 times or whatever it is, 9 out of 11 or whatever it is for the Bills from like 88 to 99. They were just in every year.
Well, that's right. The early drought years, like 2002 is Chad Morton.
Right.
Until Favre. The Jets probably won most of those games. But it's not like they were great. Mm-hmm. Up until Sanchez and their last playoff team.
And then the Rex years, which are also the Sanchez years, there's games where they ran for like 275 yards against the Bills.
Well, there's one that they lost. Oh, a famous one that you were going to see
AC/DC at the arena.
I knew it was Letters.
Yeah. But good.
I knew it was Letters.
Well done.
AC/DC, not ZZ Top.
Right. Other end of the alphabet.
Are they ZZ Top in Canada?
I don't believe so.
So, yes. There it is. The Bills lead the all-time series with the Jets by about 10 or 12 games. They just added to the lead, of course, on Monday night. What about Tennessee? What is the regular season?
Are we including the Houston Oilers
yes.
in this? Right. Okay.
That's it's same franchise.
Right.
Because, you know, tell me about their dominant era.
Right. I mean, they were really good in the you know, Dan Pastorini, Love You Blue, Bum Phillips. That's like late 70s, early 80s?
Bills were good too.
Yeah. You know, they didn't play twice a year either.
Right.
Never in the same division. I'll bet it's closer to a 500 split.
The Bills' all-time regular season record against this franchise is 18-29.
Oof.
Right?
Wow. Wow.
I know what you're thinking. How? The biggest culprit, 1967 to 78. They played 10 times, and Houston won all 10.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
It was like a mini Miami Dolphins thing happening there.
And the Bills scored like 8 points a game somehow in a decade in 10 games against Houston.
Wow.
They got to 14 twice, but they lost all 10. It's not 0 for the 70s. Wasn't twice a year, like you said, but it's bleak.
Yeah, that is tough.
And then so we have Music City Miracle. Then you have the opener the next year. With Johnson.
Right.
And the Bills win,
Bills
that, game
win that game
on
yep.
a Sunday night.
Mm-hmm.
And then the Bills lost the next five to Tennessee over about another decade. Didn't play very often. Since then, they're 4-2. Since Allen, they are 3-2 against the Titans. Games in Nashville, at least the one that I remember just for like everybody I knew was there. Duke Williams. Is that the name?
Yeah.
Duke Williams.
Yep.
And then you have a couple of night game losses
right.
in Nashville.
Allen slips at the goal Allen line
slips.
Late.
The Josh Norman, Derrick Henry stiff arm.
Yeah.
It's kind of nice to think about Tennessee without Derrick Henry.
Are those the same game or are those two different? Because they played.
I think they're different.
Yeah. Because the game that got moved around was also down there, and that was ghastly. Like they got. They just turned it over. Houston. $5 in the jar. Tennessee had like scoring drives that were 20 yards in that game, like a couple of them, because the Bills were just sloppy and they got blown out. Those two games sort of meld together to me, even though one was a very close loss with Allen slipping at the goal line late. The other one was a blowout. So there's a couple that are pretty recent.
I have the same problem. To me, that's one night.
Yeah, right?
And the most recent meeting is a blowout Bills win here on the Monday night. Diggs.
Following the LA opener. Yeah.
Right. Diggs might have had three in that game.
Yeah, I don't remember.
41-7.
It was a beatdown.
It's nice to think about playing Tennessee without Derrick Henry being on that team.
I guess so.
Deal with Tony Pollard this time. Will that do? Will that be okay?
I think you should be able to deal with Tony Pollard. He's all right.
He's fine.
Yeah. He's a running back.
Derrick Henry is the kind of guy that can sort of just like destroy you.
Yeah.
He's the exception.
I think so.
That should be one of his 18 nicknames. The exception.
Yeah.
Why isn't it?
It's a little bit. I think he has a chance to go over 1,000 yards already for the year.
This week?
This week. Maybe, I don't know where he's at.
Could be. Sure. Could be.
I might be exaggerating, but
no,
I saw the numbers.
Could be right.
I saw a tweet that said something about his total, and I just was like, oh my God. Maybe it's only 700.
He's at 704.
Oh, okay, yeah. But still, like, it's week seven. He's at 700 yards already. I mean, what is,
right.
Good God.
And he's got a teammate who's over 400.
Right.
His quarterback.
It's a quarterback, right. Yeah, yeah, you know, running backs don't matter except Derrick Henry.
Maybe. Eight touchdowns, too.
Yeah, that's it. I mean, what a year he's
had. Eight rushing touchdowns. Yeah. Well, the Bills are 9.5-point favorites. Can we relax for once this year, unless you include week one? I mean, maybe week three. I don't know. Is it pretty relaxed?
It would be. It feels like it would be pretty stunning to lose.
It would be a horrendous loss.
Yeah. A team that, I mean, I'm listening to Greg Cosell on the way in every week. He's on with Chris and Steve on One Bills Live. And I love that. It just times out. It's 2 o'clock on Fridays, and I'm usually driving in at 2 o'clock on Fridays.
That's funny. I'm usually here by then.
So I don't work as hard as you, plainly. Although I think listening to Greg Cosell qualifies as work because I reference it often. So that kind of counts. If I were here, I might not be listening to Greg Cosell.
Is that so comfortable?
Like, he's talking about how last week it really just looked like they were trying to hide Will Levis. Like, let's not let him hurt us. Let's just not ask him to do anything. And, like, what kind of way is that to live in the NFL with your quarterback? I mean, you just can't do that. So, I mean, they've had close losses here, mostly. And, you know, that could give you some pause, and we're hearing about the defense, and I respect that, but you can't lose to this team. So that creates a different kind of pressure. Like, I'm not nervous about the Bills losing the game as much as I am nervous about what it will feel like if they do. Does that make sense? I'm not sure if that makes sense. I just, you can't lose this game, and that's not always the best place to be. But there's no way you should lose this game. This team should not be able to hurt you through the air, really at all.
Let me play devil's advocate.
Okay.
I think there's three things here for Tennessee. The Bills can get run on, even in the Jet game. Like, the Jets were really struggling to run the ball, but they did okay there. Like, Breece Hall got over 100 yards. It was not a liability for the Jets on Monday night. Pollard has been fine. They will not have Tyjae Spears in this game. But Pollard's okay. I mean, everybody kind of loved him before last year. He broke his leg in the playoffs at San Francisco, playing for Dallas, at the end of the 22 season in that game. Last year, he just never really hit. And so he leaves in free agency. Tennessee signs him. And so far, so good. So they do have a running back. They do have a running game that I think is respectable. They've done about average this year so far on the ground.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Alo, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This is the secret story of a young Russian oligarch who hacked his way to a $93 million fortune
I'm CNBC's senior Washington correspondent Eamon Javers. In our new podcast, The Crimes of Putin's Traitor, I'll take you inside a shocking Russian crime targeting the American financial system. Attacks that sources tell me were welcomed by Vladimir Putin's government. Listen to CNBC's The Crimes of Putin's Traitor free on the Odyssey app.
Round, and that's where the Bills are most vulnerable. You never know with matchups up front. I loved Denver last night, but who knows what their offense was going to do? Who knew what their offense was going to do? What happened? Really, both sides of the ball, they did anything they want up front, and easy game. You know, like the Saints couldn't block them, but they also ran the ball easily, Denver. And I just think, at least this is sort of beyond me trying to predict the NFL, is what happens in the matchups at the line of scrimmage. Mm-hmm. So I do think Bill Callahan, I think maybe if I'm Tennessee, like this, you're saying this is what they're already doing.
Right.
This is what I would want to do if I were any team against the Bills, is not succumb to Sean McDermott's coverages. Instead, I'm just going to try to beat you up front. If I can't, I lose.
Yeah.
So that's one for Tennessee.
All right. I mean, I hear you, but I think what comes with trying to treat your quarterback that way is, like, I think McDermott and the Bills and Bobby Babich would be nuts if they stayed in the too high shell, don't beat us deep thing against this team, because this is not a team. Their receivers are names you know. There's no, you know, they even Tyler Boyd has had a career in the league. We certainly know him here for what he did in 17.
I'm hearing there's a Wall of Fame ceremony at halftime for Tyler Boyd.
DeAndre Hopkins, Calvin Ridley. You've got guys who've had games against the Bills even, you know, pretty recently. Ridley ate the Bills up in London last year, didn't he, with Jacksonville? Or am I overstating that? I felt like he had a decent day there against the Bills. Anyway,
he may have.
There's names you know, but the quarterback just can't do it. So you great. You want to run it? Okay, I'm gonna come up here and try to take that away. And when you try to pass it, good luck blocking me.
Well, okay,
I think I can get to the quarterback here, and I think Levis's clock is probably broken, and his progressions and all the stuff. I think I should be able to eat on him when they do throw it, and you know I got to make them throw it, and that should be my goal. So I'm gonna load up to stop the run against this team, and figure that the quarterback's not gonna hurt me. Are you waiting to say, like, he is capable of hurting you? Because he is. I mean, there's a Josh Allen-y element to this kid, Levis. I mean, he has been a disaster mostly. It's almost comedic every week. Didn't he drill a ball boy last week?
Oh, my.
On the side. I mean, this is gaff after gaff. He has a big arm, and he's kind of a cowboy. Like, he'll try it. Like, all right! And, you know, if you hit any of that, then, you know, that's major.
Did they just put him on the injury report like 5 seconds ago?
Levis?
Yeah.
I don't know. I haven't seen that.
He's officially questionable with a right shoulder injury.
I just got a thing that he's questionable.
Huh.
Rudolph. Yeah, I don't know. Let's just find out really quick. Limited, full yesterday, limited today. Well, let's assume he plays. So I would say that. Like, if I'm Team X, your thing is running the ball. This has been so much of the Bills, like the recipe for their success over the years. Most of these years, they're weaker against the run than against the pass, if not consistently throughout.
By design.
By design. Fine. So if you want to run Tony Pollard 20 times, good. I do think he has a big play capability, and that leads to picks. I mean, he's been picked off a lot, but I mean, they're not, I'm not expecting this. They're not generating, they're over 170 yards passing three times. They're 104 yards or less three times in five games.
104 or less?
Yes.
Wow.
The opener is Chicago, at Miami when they won, game script, and then last week.
So, yeah. So this is an opponent, like, mostly, I think the philosophy for a lot of teams, McDermott and the Bills included, is like you sort of just alluded to, I'll let you run. I'm just going to make sure you don't beat me. But I think when you play a team whose quarterback has been as ineffective as this guy has, then I'm going to take special steps to try to help my I'm not going to just let you run on me. Because what I want you to do is try to pass, because I like your chances of giving me the ball if you do that. Either from in the pocket, him getting hit and fumbling, or him just throwing it to me, or, you know, I don't know, a ball boy. Not that you get the ball when you throw it to a ball boy.
You make it sound like he's a half step away from a hospitality tent being in jeopardy.
I think it's what we haven't seen so far this year. Maybe he drills someone in the crowd this week.
Well,
there's look out, some friends and family section.
You know, I'm still just sort of making the case. There's mm-hmm. some talent. I think he, like Mason Rudolph, has. Listen, I'm in court right now. I feel like he has started a playoff game. Like, they have somebody there with experience, mm-hmm. and their commitment to Levis is only so strong. I mean, he's a second round pick, and if they go to 1-5. They go to Detroit next week. Like, if they go to 1-6, then it's like first pick in the draft season, maybe. Mm-hmm. And do they have to keep going with him? I guess they could. I really don't. We'll talk to Ben Arthur from Fox later on the Titans. And this is like the number one question is sort of how strong is the commitment? What does it look like? And will they just go to the wall with him? They don't have to. It's not who do you want? Anthony Richardson. It's not somebody mm-hmm. where they've made a bigger bet. So I think it's that they would want to be a running team. It's what they're better at, and it's what the Bills are weaker at. There's the big play potential with Levis. If the Bills want to try to stop the run, because that's Tennessee's strength and their weakness, then, you know, one-on-one, the Bills still, they have Amari Cooper now, but they're still not a team that gets open. And that's the third part, is the Titans have the number one yards per play defense in the NFL. Their passing defense mm-hmm. is number one. Their yards per play overall defense, which is goes hand in hand because running plays are not worth as much, first in the league. So there, you know, there is a game in the range of outcomes where it's like 20-10. You know, that you're still not getting, you're not seeing the Bills mm-hmm. really just look like a Super Bowl team.
Right. Yeah, I'm not picking them with that number. I'm not going to bet them with that number. It's 9.5, I think.
9.5.
Because of the defense. But a team that is as limited on offense as this Tennessee team is, that's why I think you cannot lose to this team. You should be able to do enough on offense to get, you know, if you need to get 11 points to beat them 11-10, you should be able to do that. It might not be big on style points because of the quality of this Tennessee D. So
are you taking that?
Am I taking what?
An 11-10 win. Would you take that right now?
I just want to win games right now.
So yes?
Yeah, sure.
11-10?
11-10, I would take it.
Wow.
Sure. Don't care. Get me to 5-2.
Is that the right answer?
Is
that the only right answer?
I think so.
What if it's 2-0?
I mean, they just added a new receiver, and I feel like the passing game will improve as we go here. But it doesn't have to like hit the ground running.
You know what?
On Sunday, necessarily.
I think I would have to agree, because like my stance this whole time has been, I'll make the playoffs, and what happens then is really all that matters.
Right.
And so an 11-10 win in week 7, what a score, against Tennessee, in retrospect, by January, will mean nothing. Somebody calls in January and they'll be like, I told you guys after that Tennessee game, we were in trouble.
Right.
You know, somebody will say that, but I would have to probably sign for it, because the league can get stupid sometimes. Couple of turnovers, and if you can't get open and stop them up front, then you lose. I mean, that yep. happens. But what a turn of events that would be. You have right now, like this, the theme of the week for me has been how the Bills have sort of come out of the turbulent 6 weeks, night games, road games, hard opponents, stretch, just fine. 4-2, first place. And now you have a little bit of open air. But you know, if that were if they were to lose, you're right back into the thunderstorms.
Yes,
I mean, you're
yes,
just sort of like, right. That was wrong. Whoops. Yep. At Seattle next week will not look fun.
No.
If they don't look good here.
But it's pretty nice here. I mean, it's pretty obvious when you say, you know, the road games and all. I mean, they played six games. If only two of them had been at home. Like that's yep. And to be 4-2, that's nice. And again, you look at the names there, Baltimore, Houston. Sure, you lost those games, but still, you came through it 4-2, and you still have, you know, a lot of home games to play, which is nice. I mean, you know, a couple of them are pretty tough opponents, Kansas City, San Francisco specifically. But you'd rather have those games here than at their places, I think.
No doubt. All right, well, here we go. Football Friday on WGR. Sam Panayotovich keeps us going here next. Sam wants to talk about the MVP odds, and I just can't wait. I've been waiting all day for this conversation. Just sort of like what that looks like, and then also a little bit of college football tonight, tomorrow. Sam's specialty, I would want to say. And then Sunday, week 7. Ben Arthur, I mentioned, on the Titans, coming up at 4, Sal Capaccio at 5, and of course, NFL and college picks at 6. Both of us continuing our dominant ways with Denver's easy win last night. We both had that. I mean, more credit to you. Denver was my flag plant all week. Survivor pick, bet them to score on defense, all of it. I even had Cody Barton in fantasy, by the way. That's how in I was on Denver, who almost had 2 touchdowns in this game. But you, with the deficit, you're like, yeah, I'm there too. I mean, that's really strong for you to pick the same team as me when you're down in the standings.
I appreciate that. I mean, I don't want to fall further behind. And the Saints, boy, the Saints.
Exactly the game I imagined.
Has any team looked less interested in playing football this year than the Saints looked last night? I mean, that just... Holy cow.
Well, they practice, and they knew. Spencer Rattler is so interested in getting his helmet off to put his hat on at every opportunity. Like, I don't know. I don't know what hope there is there, but all Denver. So Sammy next, and then Ben and Sal through the day. Picks at 6 o'clock right there. Mike Schopen, the Bulldog here, Football Friday. We will be back in a snap, brought to you by Snapdragon Apples, the official apple of the Buffalo Bills.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This is the secret story of a young Russian oligarch who hacked his way to a $93 million fortune. I'm CNBC's senior Washington correspondent Eamon Javers. In our new podcast, The Crimes of Putin's Traitor, I'll take you inside a shocking Russian crime targeting the American financial system. Attacks that sources tell me were welcomed by Vladimir Putin's government. Listen to CNBC's The Crimes of Putin's Traitor free on the Odyssey app.